This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Friday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we begin our preview of Week 7 in the National Football League, including the Jags playing a home game in London Town. So I saw this quote a couple days ago, and Aaron Glenn, God bless him, he's trying, Chelsea, he's trying to make a way with the Jets. Jets are 0-6, and here they are this week. I believe they host. Yes, they do. The Carolina Panthers. Don't watch that game. Do yourself a favor. So Aaron Glenn was asked whether or not Justin Fields should throw more 50-50 balls. And here was his answer with a little shot at the media.
Here's what I do know is, and you're right, you know, and I've said that, and I still believe that, and I think that's for any quarterback, especially when you have man coverage, to give a guy a chance. But I do know if something bad happens, you guys are going to be about that, about him, you know. So the thing is, he just got to go out there and play quarterback and do the best that he can. But I don't come off that at all. You know, when you're in man coverage, I mean, you got to give a guy the chance to go catch the ball.
I don't think it's a huge deal, but the fact that he's like, oh, if he makes a mistake, you guys are going to say something. And I just want to say, dude, you're in New York City, and also you're 0-6, and your quarterback is struggling. Like, of course. Like, you don't think fans, you don't think the media is going to say something? Of course they are. The team isn't going to inspire the media with the way that they're playing for the media to say, Coach, hey, listen, tough loss, but I feel like you could get to 1-6 this week. Like, I feel like he just doesn't get it. And you put that together with what we saw last week in that just abomination of a drive just before halftime against the Broncos overseas, where he wasn't even trying to score, which doesn't inspire confidence. And I just don't feel like he's long for this job.
It does feel like when you start to get combative with the media that, like, it's more of a you problem. It's like you're feeling insecure, right?
Yeah.
Because if you were winning games, like, you wouldn't get combative with the media. And I understand it's New York City. But, like, what are we supposed to do if he throws an interception? She's like, oh, well, it wasn't a big play in the game. Like, just ask Russell Wilson. You know, we get on every single quarterback when they throw interceptions, 50-50 ball or not, because it's a big swing of the game's momentum, and it is a turnover, and you can't do turnovers in the NFL and expect to win a lot of games. So, like, it's not a Justin Fields thing. It's an every quarterback thing.
Right, and also you're 0-6. Like, you're 0-6. Like, what do you think is going to happen? You were hired to improve this team. You haven't won a single game. Your game management is rightfully in question. Your quarterback that you signed to lead this team is not playing well. Like, of course you're going to get criticism. And again, he didn't go after the media too much, but I just find it funny when someone just wants to slide that in. You know what I mean? And he agreed with the question. He was like, yeah, I agree. And also, you guys are going to say something about it. Of course. You're in New York City. Did you not know this comes with the territory? And yes, as a small caveat, sometimes the media can be too much. They can exaggerate things. We do see that on a regular basis. This is not what is happening here. And it just makes me think he doesn't get it.
Yeah, somewhere Arch Manning is like, well, at least they didn't call you the closest word association to failure.
Right.
Could be worse.
Right.
Because Justin Fields is in the NFL. Like, every NFL quarterback comes under scrutiny, right? Like, it doesn't right. matter where you are. Even if you're in a market where, like, people don't really care as much. Like, people hate on Kyler Murray all the time. Even though I feel like, as a whole, as a nation, we do not care about the Cardinals.
No, we don't. I don't care about the Cardinals. I feel like they're the one team that just kind of sits in the ether and nobody really says anything about Arizona. It's really strange. Well, it's that time. It's a Friday, so let's check out who we've got in week 7. You know where we're starting. Any defender who has ever suited up in the National Football League knows the challenge at hand when facing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Try to sack a quarterback whose luscious hair requires meticulous shampooing and conditioning. That's Trevor Lawrence in London Town. Jags and Rams. Rams are laying 3, Chelsea? This feels like a field goal game to me. I would be on the Rams. I would lay this. But I also have to say that when it comes to London games, I get a little nervous because it's just another variable for which you have to account.
Right. And, of course, the Jags have played in London a ton. It almost feels like their other home field in the NFL. And it was strange seeing the Rams practicing in Baltimore this week. Mm-hmm. Did you see this? They were practicing at Camden Yards, I guess, because that trip from L.A. to London is a huge, long flight. So they broke it up. They were playing at Camden Yards. But the big question this week is if Puka Nacua is going to play. It looks like he's probably not going to. He didn't practice on Thursday. So he is obviously a huge part of the Rams' production in the passing game. But I do feel like if you have a veteran quarterback like Matt Stafford, he will be able to utilize his other weapons. And I do think Davante Adams is in for a big day. His prop right now over at BetMGM, 77.5 receiving yards for -115. Davante Adams is still a number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Puka Nacua normally gets like 14 targets, but those targets got to go somewhere. So I feel like we see a heavy dose of Davante Adams. The Jags still feel to me like one of those teams that's kind of inconsistent. So, like, we have seen their high-end potential, but we've also seen them make, like, disastrous mistakes. So, like, I'm not one to trust the Jags too much. I would lean towards the Rams here, but for the reason that the Jags also have upside, I don't think this one's going to make the card for me.
Also, with the travel, when you mention the Rams with a stopover, I mean, my God, that sort of travel can just do a number on you, especially if you're a pro athlete. So that's just another reason why I'm like, London game, I'll look at other games on the schedule. Like Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs laying 12 points in Kansas City. The Chiefs are -750. Vegas is +525 on the money line. And the over-under is 45.5. This is kind of a dead number, but I think the Chiefs could put the hurt on the Raiders. Like, now they get Rashee Rice back. They look great against the Lions. And also, the Raiders just stink. I don't know how they're going to move the football on the Chiefs. The Raiders' offensive line is so terrible, which is one of the reasons why Ashton Jeanty just has not really been able to get going. And Geno Smith, I believe, still leads the league in interceptions. He's under constant pressure. It's a huge number, so I think I like other games on the board, but I would actually lay 12 with Kansas City.
I feel like when I see a 12 on the spread, I just move on. I'm like, listen, it's not worth my time. Maybe you can make a case for Kansas City laying 6.5 in the first half and say, hey, the Chiefs are going to run away with this early, because I do think Rashee Rice is going to be a huge boon for this offense. And I think his prop is certainly worth considering, because in those 3 games he played last year before getting hurt, and then he had all this nonsense with the suspension, you know, he had the second most receiving yards in the NFL during that span. So when the Chiefs have Rashee Rice at their disposal, they absolutely use him. So his prop this week is 56.5. This feels very low for somebody who has been their number one receiver when healthy. So I think that's certainly worth a look. Or you could go Chiefs in the first half.
What do you think about Saints-Bears? I think we would be on opposite sides here. Or maybe not. I know you were maybe talking about the Saints yesterday. Do you think the line is too big? Chicago's laying 5, total 47?
I think I considered putting this in a teaser. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't think I would play this normally. But I will say this. Like, the Bears have been playing in all kinds of close games. Like, literally back-to-back weeks, they have won by a final score of winning by 1 point. I think it was 25-24 back-to-back weeks. So the Bears kind of feel like they're at that sell high point where they're coming off that big win off the Commanders. And I think in the NFL, like, that's something you really have to be wary of. So sometimes these type of teams are a little bit overvalued. And I do think the Bears, like, have a good shot of winning this game at home. I am just saying it might get interesting. We have seen that from some of these Bears games where the wins have come, but they're not always pretty.
I think I would lean towards the Bears here. Money came in on the Saints. It's open Bears minus 5.5. Now it's Bears minus 5. But the Bears have won 3 straight. They're back at home for the first time in weeks. Should be pumped to be back in front of that home crowd. Also, going back to last season, Bears are 6-3-1 against the number when playing at home. Caleb Williams continues to get better under Ben Johnson. And also, the Saints stink. They stink. I would lean Bears. Dead number. Bears minus 5 is where I'm going. Dolphins and Browns. Woof. Okay. Sure. Cleveland is the favorite, Chelsea. The Browns. Laying 2.5, Browns minus 140. Miami is plus 115. Total is a low 39 and a hook. I God. Am I going to bet Cleveland here? Now it's back up to 3 again. Oh, man, I don't want to do this, but I think Cleveland's the right side.
I think you could make a case for Cleveland. Like, think about Tua under pressure. This Browns defense is still very, very good, but it should be noted that weather is probably going to be a factor in this game. So they have predicted 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Jeez. 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. So, like, don't expect this to be an absolute shootout. There is a reason this game is set at 37.5, and honestly, I would still lean towards the under. I think we see a heavy dose of the run game. The Dolphins have not been great at stopping the run. And then you look at the props for Quinshon Judkins in this game, and it's in the 90s. Like, the odds makers are expecting a huge run output from this Browns offense, and the Browns defense has been pretty consistently good. So it's not that I believe in the Browns offense as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that the Dolphins, kind of all the factors go against them. The Dolphins have shown they are not good at playing in these, like, tough weather games. I understand it's not cold, but, like, Tua does not have a super strong arm. So no. I don't think he's going to be beating the wind with his little arm back there. So I would lean towards the Browns, but I like the under better.
The El Nino game. Is this El Nino?
Spanish for the Nino.
The Nino. I don't trust Tua's little arm in the Nino. His little arm. But I kind of think you're right here. Here's the thing. The Browns are spectacular against the run. This is one of the best run defenses in all of the National Football League, which means you put it on Tua's arm without Tyreek Hill to try and win this game. I don't think so. I mean, I'm not going to put my money down on the Browns, but I really believe Cleveland is the right side here. Okay, here we go. We've talked about it somewhat this week. Patriots, your Tennessee Titans. Pats laying 7. New England, minus 325 on the money line. Tennessee is plus 260. Total is 42. Chelsea, take it away. Tell us why your Titans are going to pull the upset.
Oh, God. Don't paint me in that corner. I will say at least Brian Callahan is gone. Somebody who didn't even know the rules of football, and you would feel like he would just give the other team points at every single half because of the mismanagement. But, like, the Patriots are to come in here with a point to prove. Because Mike Vrabel obviously was fired by the Titans, and now it's very easy to come in and be like, hey, look at how much better we are. But even if you take revenge off the table, this is a much better Patriots team. Honestly, I feel like it's one of the best teams in the AFC. I think the only question here is maybe the 7 points, because that is still a very large number in the NFL. But the Titans' offense, man, just absolutely god-awful. Like, every time you think they have a drive going, they, you know, can't even make forward progression. So they don't even have an offensive coordinator calling plays. It's somebody further down, you know, the depth chart. So I just don't have a ton of faith in this Titans offense. I think you could almost look at a Titans team total under. It's pretty low. Let's see what it is. 17.5. Okay. I like that. I think either any way you slice it, the Titans are not scoring many points, and I do think the Patriots roll here.
Yeah, I like that bet. Titans team total under 17 and a hook. I'd play that. I don't think they're going to get the dead coach bounce. I love that phrase, by the way. The old dead coach bounce. No, I don't think it's going to happen. So I would still lean Patriots. I also think if things fall the right way and the Titans get behind early, this could be a New England blowout, but also we are talking about the National Football League. How about this game? Eagles and Vikings in Minneapolis. Eagles are laying 2. They're minus 130 on the money line. Vikings are plus 110, and your total is 44. I like the Vikings, I think, here. It seems like a really short line, and you've got an Eagles offense that is a total mess right now going into Minneapolis against a Brian Flores defense. The Eagles just seem completely miserable, and also J.J. McCarthy is going to be back for the Vikings. I think he could have a big game alongside Justin Jefferson. Quinyon Mitchell is out for the Eagles, one of their best corners. So the Eagles really need to win to kind of put together their season again after losing two straight. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't want anything to do with this game, Jenks. Like, I would lean with you, maybe with the Vikings, but I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of holding out hope for the Eagles because, like, they still have so many good pieces on that offense. And, like, at some point, you would think that the desperation starts to set in. Like, hey, we got to do something different. Like, I saw, like, some NFL, if you were given the opportunity, what would you do to fix the Eagles' offense? I'm like, we're supposed to give them free ideas. No, thank you. I'm already running a household over here. I'm very busy. But I do think they have to be working on something. They're too good of a team to look this bad. I guess they're 4-2, but they still look very bad.
You want advice from me? You know it's Croctober, right? You understand it's Croctober. I don't have time for this. I'm making a large meal in my crock pot. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Yes. Also, Panthers and Jets in the early window. You know what? Knock yourself out. Coming up next on the show. Just getting started with our football previews. Up next, late window of games. And if the Colts can keep their winning ways alive in La La Land. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hope you're having a great morning. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will check out the late games on Sunday's NFL schedule and what should be a high-scoring battle in Big D between the Cowboys and the Commanders. I'm having a hard time focusing, Chelsea. You're going to have to keep me focused here because I just went to the bathroom really quick. And when I walked out of the bathroom, I was in the break room filling up my coffee. And they had some music on because they play music throughout the building, different stations here at the Odyssey headquarters in D.C. And I was just like, oh, I remember this song. Like 1988, I think. Oh. And I'm just sitting there, just listening to the song, drinking my coffee, and I'm like, Michael, you have a live radio show. Go downstairs. You have a new segment. Let's move. And I'm running down the steps because I just kind of got lost. Like, that's how I know I'm close to the weekend, where I just kind of lose focus for a second and have to gather myself and remember that I still have a job to do. It's like having senioritis back in the day.
I think it's also a sign that you're, like, pretty comfortable in your job. Because I feel like I used to need, like, more time before the show. I was like, I need 20 minutes to relax before the show and get dialed in. Mm-hmm. Now we both roll up, or, like, you show up earlier, I think, than I do now. I roll up, like, 5 minutes before. I'm like, that's all the time I need. Like, I don't need to just sit here for 20 minutes, you know, and regulate my nerves. Because I was somebody who used to, like, kind of get a lot of adrenaline and I have to, like, calm myself down. Now I don't think I'm at that point anymore, especially when you work from home, where sometimes think it's very easy to feel very comfortable because you look over and it's like, I got Blake's toys over here. Some days I wrap myself up in a cozy blanket and I've got all my snacks and my beverages. So it's one of those things where I think it's a sign of comfort, which can be a good thing, but it also can be a bad thing. Because sometimes I look at this room, I'm like, maybe I should do some tidying up during breaks when in fact I need to be focused on the show.
I'm really focused on your day today. Is it cold there? Because I feel like...
My day?
Yeah. I feel like you got a little something brewing.
James.
You know what that is? Something bubbling in the crock pot. A little chilly outside. All of a sudden, you're snuggled up on the couch just waiting for the food to be ready. That sounds like a good day. You got sports on the TV. You know, Blake's practicing your batting stance a few feet away from you. Getting ready for Tuesday's game. Sounds good to me.
Oh, Jinx. Jinx, Jinx, Jinx. This delusional land that you live in. Like, I don't know how you feel like life is with kids, but like, I ain't sitting and relaxing on the couch.
No,
I'm doing nonsense all day. I'm cleaning the house. I'm cleaning out the damn crock pot from yesterday's meal. I'm doing the dishes. I'm doing laundry. I feel like the second that you sit down, like as a parent, that's when your kid asks you to do something.
Or even when
it's super inconvenient. Like her favorite thing to do is I have an armful of groceries on each arm. Like I am struggling to get up the steps and she has one thing in her hand. She's like, can you hold this? I'm like, read the room, Blake. My hands are full. Like kids,
how
the audacity.
Blake, again,
with kids.
Just for clarity, she's five.
She
right?
is five.
Read the room, Blake.
I feel like I could fall down the stairs and she'd be like, can you make me a snack? It's like, no, I snapped my neck.
But your arms are still working. Blake, call 911. Well, it's all right. At least we have a lot of great NFL this weekend. That's exciting. Also, if you want to bet on the NFL, you got to take advantage of the Any Sport Parlay Boost Token at BetMGM. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost Token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same game parlays. Okay, here we go. Late window of games in the National Football League. Broncos laying 7 in Denver. They're -325 on the money line. G-men are +260. Total is at 40. Are you buying the Giants? Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo getting 7? Because I am not.
I feel like this is like one of those really volatile stocks. Like if you compare the NFL to the stock market, it feels like there's boom or bust potential where the ceiling is really high for the Giants, where you see Cam Scadaboo, you know, running into contact, doing amazing things. Same goes with Jackson Dart. But then we see the low end potential as well. So I think this is going to be a tough matchup for them because defensively, this has been a tough matchup for everybody in the NFL, especially when it comes to throwing the football. I will say this, the Giants kind of want to run the football. Maybe that will be more successful here, but I still think this is going to be a really low-scoring affair because on the other side of things, we have a not-so-old quarterback in Bo Nix who looks like he's still figuring things out. So this has not been a super trustworthy Denver offense as well. 7 feels a little rich for my blood, so I do think the Giants certainly have a chance to cover this number, but I do think the better play is the under here.
I like the Broncos here. I feel like the market is way too high on the Giants right now. Like Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo are really fun. They are also still rookies, and the Giants are still a bad football team. And now they have to go into Denver against this exceptional Broncos defense. And I just feel like we're all caught up in the hype of Dart and Scadaboo just like muscling over guys and the fact that, you know, he likes to run into telephone poles and smash his head up against people. I will say, that guy gives max effort, and it really is fun to watch. It's a good way to shorten your career, but I think we just need to pump the brakes a little bit on the G-men. So I would actually lean towards Denver here. Here's a fun one. Colts and Chargers out in L.A. Chargers laying 1.5. L.A. is -130 on the money line. The Colts +110. Total is 48 and a hook. You hate the Colts. But are they going to win here?
Well, they are in my teaser. I feel like this game like screams teaser leg to me. Because if you can get the Colts at +7.5, I do think this is going to be a one-score game. Maybe the Colts come in on the wrong side when it comes to wins and losses. But still, you can't ignore what the Colts have been doing. I still feel like people are not giving this team enough credit. This team is averaging the most points per game of any team in the NFL. They're excellent against the run. And they're excellent against just about everything, allowing the fourth fewest points per game of any defense in the NFL. So it feels like a very complete team. So the Chargers, I know, are a good team. And obviously, this is a long road trip from Indianapolis. But still, if you're asking me if I think the Colts have a chance to win this game outright, I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, plus 105, why not? Worth a little bit. They're just a complete team right now. Daniel Jones only has 3 interceptions this season. He's playing great. And also, the Chargers' offense is just so banged up. We know about those O-line injury issues, so you can pressure Justin Herbert. I don't think that the Chargers can score enough points to keep up with Indy and the weapons that they have on offense, and of course, Jonathan Taylor. So I would be on Indy here. This game, okay, here we go. Commanders and Cowboys in Dallas. Commanders are laying 2. They're minus 130 in the money line. Dallas is plus 110. The total is 55. I am really worried about the Commanders. I'm going to ask D-Day about this. Like, their receiver issues right now. I mean, Terry is supposed to return, but also he wasn't in practice yesterday. Neither was Debo. Noah Brown is on injured reserve. Am I overreacting, or is this a real problem? It feels like a real problem.
You're not excited for Tennessee Titans legend Treylon Burks?
Oh, God, I know.
Oh, the one that they told us was going to be the next A.J. Brown, and now he's on the practice squad, right? He's not even on the real team.
He's on our team now.
But I thought it was the practice squad.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's on the active roster?
Yeah. They'll probably call him.
I think they're going to elevate him.
So that, yep. Sick, ready for that one. Guy that had cardio issues, you know, ready. Awesome, thrilled, wonderful.
I don't feel good. But I like the over, but now I'm wondering about the Commanders being able to score with their, what potentially could be a lack of talent at receiver. So I do like the over because the Cowboys don't play any defense anyway, and the Commanders are absolutely susceptible to the big play. But the total is also, what, 55? I don't know. I don't want to bet against my team, but I feel like Dallas might be the right side here because of the injuries to the Commanders. They are just so banged up, and they don't have any depth of receiver. It's just some rookies and some guys who've been throwaways in the league.
I was going to ask you guys, like, who's the go-to guy? Because the Cowboys' defense has been, like, the get-right game for every single offense, and it's been a must-play for opposing number one wide receivers. So now you look at, like, the betting props over at BetMGM. Like, the only receiving prop they have listed is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, who is not a receiver.
Right.
So, like, I don't know who I'm supposed to play in this one, but I will say this Cowboys defense is very beatable. And, Jenks, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like there were at times last year in the season where Jaden Daniels made some receivers who were deemed mediocre look pretty damn good. Right? Yeah. Like De'Ami Brown? So maybe Alameda does it again this game.
Yeah. De'Ami got paid because of Jaden Daniels. Alameda got his contract with the Bears, and he's been decent for Chicago. But you're right, and Jaden has that ability to elevate guys. But at some point, you do have to have some sort of talent out there, right? Like Debo maybe could go, but he has a heel injury, and he didn't work out yesterday. The reason why these props are off the board is because yesterday at practice, it was just MIA for the Commander starting receivers. So we're not really sure what's going on. This is one of those games where if you really want to bet on it, I would wait a day or two and see who's going to play for Washington. What about the Packers and the Cardinals getting together in Arizona? Packers laying 6.5, Packers minus 325 on the money line. Zona is plus 260. Your total is 45. I have to say, I don't really care about this game, if we're being honest here. Jacoby Brissett maybe going against Green Bay again. You got to check on the status of Kyler Murray. He has a foot injury. He's been limited in practice. Not my favorite game in the card. Once again, I don't know what it is about Arizona. When I see the Cardinals, I'm like, just move along.
Well, I think they're the only NFL team where if you Google Cardinals, the first team that pops up is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Like, imagine, like, the NFL, the behemoth that it is. Even the Arizona Cardinals do not get, like, the respect and recognition. They're like, do you mean the St. Louis Cardinals? No, I mean the other Cardinals.
Yeah. Then you search Cardinals. Football Cardinals. Do you mean the Louisville Cardinals? No. I'm trying to get to Arizona here. Ugh, the dagger through the heart.
But, Jenks, I do have a play in this game because I was digging for angles And I don't know if you knew this, but Green Bay's defense in the first half has been an absolute juggernaut, allowing just 4.4 points per game in the first half. So this defense overall is very good. Arizona comes in with a lot of question marks. Like you mentioned, Kyler Murray has been banged up. Marvin Harrison Jr., I believe, is still in concussion protocol. So the team total for the Cardinals in the first half is 9.5. We have seen the Packers do this to even better teams, where they've absolutely shut them down in the first half. Under 9.5 points for the Cardinals in the first half, I feel like that is the play.
There we go. Cardinals bet on the show. Who says we don't care about Arizona? Coming up next on the show, we've tackled the NFL. Now we'll drop down a level and talk college football. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.